Hello.
Yes, good morning. My name is Tony Cullen from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. And we're not affiliated with any news or media organizations or political campaigns. This morning, we are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. Okay, are you anyone in the household, a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or active in any political campaign, sir?
No.
Okay, and thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote on the general election for president, U.S. Senate, Michigan State Legislature, and local issues on Tuesday, November 5th? Would that be definitely going to vote? I am very likely to vote. I am someone likely to vote. Definitely. Okay, thank you. All right, sir, and just for qualification purpose, what is your age? 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55.
45.
All right, thank you. All right, now just for qualification purposes, generally speaking, would you say that things in Grand Traverse County are going in the right direction, or are they getting off the wrong track?
Fuck no, it's awful up here. There's no fucking affordable housing, pardon my language. The corrupt politicians in this friggin' town controlling everything in from building inspections to housing and the homelessness crisis in this town is absolute shite. And they should be ashamed of themselves.
So wrong track. Okay. Wrong track. Okay. All right, sir. When voters go to polls, to vote for a candidate for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot, for voters to decide. You will be asked
about every politician kill themselves in this fucking city.
Okay, a proposal that may appear on the ballot this November, please indicate, how would you vote on it? The proposal is called Proposal for Non-Motorized Trails Millage.
Yes.
And the ballot reads, okay, shall the County of Grand Traverse impose a new property tax of 0.65 mil? That's 65 cents per 100 of, 1,000 of taxable value?
Yep. Short of the long. I'm sorry. I used to be a telesurveyor. You can shorten
it
up.
For a period of 10 years to provide funding, acquisition of planning, maintenance, construction, and enhancement on non-motorized trails within the county.
Yes.
This millage will raise an estimated $4.3 million, in the first year. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
Yes.
Okay. That'd be yes. Okay. All right. Thank you. All right, sir. And then would you say that would be definitely voting or probably voting in favor?
Definitely.
All right, sir, since the ballot language can sometimes be difficult to understand, you will now be asked again, about this proposal in a simpler way. This proposal will indicate public funds to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County for public use. It will, be paid for by a slight property tax increase. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
Yes, I would, in favor.
And definitely vote yes in favor or just probably?
Definitely.
All right, sir. Now, if you knew this proposal would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year for the next 10 years, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
Yes.
Definitely or probably, sure. Yes.
Definitely.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Okay. As mentioned, this proposal will raise about $4.3 million per year, 10 years to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. It would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closer to your opinion? Okay. The first one, I prefer this proposal raise more money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $5 million per year, which would cost the average homeowner about, $105 per year. The other says, I prefer this proposal raise less money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $3.3 million per year, which would cost average homeowner about $70 per year. Or, you know, I'm fine with the current proposal, which will raise about $0.43 million per year and cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. And the last one say, I oppose this proposal regardless of how much money will be raised to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails.
Option one.
Action one. Okay, thank you, sir. All right, sir, from the following list, which issues should your local elected officials in Grand Traverse County focus most, you know, to help you and your family? Would that be improving public education in local schools, fighting crime and drugs, and improving public safety, protecting water quality and water supply, holding the line, you know, on property taxes and reducing government spending, reducing traffic and congestion, improving local roads and infrastructure, controlling growth and development, dealing with inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, protecting natural areas and wildfire habitat, or making housing more affordable?
Housing affordable.
Housing more affordable. Okay, thank you. All right, so you will now be giving a list of organizations in Grand Traverse County that you may, you know, be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. If you have no opinion or never heard of each, please indicate as well. Okay. The first one would be Grand Traverse County Government. Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable. They're corrupt.
Okay. Okay. Your city or township government?
Very corrupt.
Okay, very unfair. Okay, Traverse Area Recreation and Transportation Trails, also known as TART Trails.
They're doing a great job. Very favorable.
Very favorable. Okay, thank you, sir. All right, sir, now do you think Grand Traverse County is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, or about right?
Too slow.
Too slow, okay. All right, and if approved by voters, this proposal would authorize the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these taxpayer funds on projects to maintain existing trails and plan to construct new trails. Knowing this, would you say you trust or do not trust the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these dollars?
I don't trust them.
Definitely no trust or probably no trust?
Definitely not, no.
Okay. All right, sir, there are numbers. Okay. There are numbers of ways that, you know, the money could be spent on this project and to maintain existing trails and plan to construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove each of the following ways to spend this money. The first one says to protect open space from residential and commercial development. Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove with that.
Somewhat disapproved.
Okay, to provide trails for walking, hiking, jogging, and bicycling.
Approve.
Strongly or just somewhat approve?
Somewhat.
Okay, to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks.
Somewhat disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove. Okay, to promote local economic development.
Highly approve.
To promote health and wellness.
Approve. Somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay, to maintain existing trails.
Approve. Highly.
Okay, to increase non-motorized transportation options.
Approve highly.
To increase accessibility to natural areas and open space.
Approve highly.
Okay, to plan and construct new trails.
Highly approve.
And to promote recreational opportunities.
Highly approve.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. Now, if forced to choose, okay, which of the following is more important to you? ensuring the current trail network in Grand Traverse County is well maintained, or constructing additional trails to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks in Grand Traverse County.
Constructing new ones, more.
Okay, ensuring the the first one?
Second one, ensuring that they build more. The ones that are here are in good condition.
Okay. All right, sir, and you will now be giving a few statements about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan to construct new trails in the Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each will make you more likely or less likely to support this proposal. If each will make no difference to you, you can indicate that as well, okay? There will be full public disclosure of all project spending. Much likely, someone more likely, someone less likely, or much less likely, or no difference?
No difference.
Okay, the funds from this proposal will be matched with federal, state, and private funds.
Highly approved.
Okay, there will be an annual review of how the funds are spent, which will be reported to the public.
Highly approved.
And a citizens oversight committee will be established with residents from every municipality that guides the county commission in their decision making and ensuring that funds are administered for their intended purposes.
Highly approved.
Okay, thank you. All right, sir, now you will be giving some statements in favor of this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan to construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote yes in favor of this proposal, okay? If each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. The proposal will improve and construct new trails all across Grand Traverse County, so all residents have access to well-maintained trails nearby. Very convincing, somewhat not too convincing, or not at all convincing, or no difference to you?
Somewhat convincing.
Okay, trails already generate millions of dollars for Grand Traverse County. Each year, and this proposal will help boost the local economy, promote tourism, support small businesses, and create more jobs.
Highly approved.
Very convincing or just somewhat convincing?
Yeah, very, very.
Okay, this proposal will keep Grand Traverse County Trail Network free from motorized vehicles so residents can safely walk, hike, jog, and cycle without any concerns about motor vehicle nearby.
Very approved.
Okay, this proposal ensures that the entire trail network in Grand Traverse County will be well-maintained, free, and ADA compliant, so our trails are accessible to all.
Very much approved.
Okay, this proposal preserves access to outdoor spaces so our children and grandchildren and future generations can enjoy them the same way we do.
Highly approved. Very.
Okay, in today's digital age, it is more important than ever to provide trails and outdoor space for children to play outdoors, be physically active, and have a healthier lifestyle.
Very much approved.
Okay, this proposal would improve quality of life, giving residents more opportunities to enjoy the outdoors. Very convincing or just somewhat convincing? Or not convincing?
Very.
Or not? Okay. This proposal will provide more accessibility to open space, natural wildlife habitats, and rivers, lakes, and streams.
Highly approved. Very convincing.
Okay, Grand Traverse County Trail Network is, underfunded. This is because most of the improvements and upgrades to trails are only funded by grants and private dollars. This proposal will add a dedicated public funding source to improve the existing trail network and construct new trails. Very convincing or just somewhat convincing or not convincing?
Very, very convincing.
Okay, $7.50, 58 cents per month is a small price to pay to maintain and upgrade Grand Traverse County existing trails network and plan and construct new trails for residents to enjoy.
Very convincing.
Okay, and Boardman Lake Loop Trail and the Tart Trail are two of the most popular and utilized trails in Grand Traverse County. This proposal will help create connections to these trails and many other destinations in the county.
Highly approved.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. And now talking into account, taking into account everything you just heard, you will now be asked about this proposal to maintain existing trails, to plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
I would very much approve it and vote for it, yes.
All right. Thank you, sir. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably just voting yes?
Definitely.
All right. All right, sir, now you'll be giving some statements again, against this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan to construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if the argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote no against this proposal, okay? It will make no difference. If it makes no difference to you, indicate that as well. There are more important things to spend taxpayer money on, okay, such as roads, education, public safety. While trails are nice, we should first focus on more pressing problems. Would you say that's very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing, or no difference to you? Not at all convincing, okay? All right, sir, and this proposal will give millions more taxpayer dollars to local politicians, and we can trust them to spend this money the right way. It will just end up getting wasted on their pet projects. Very convincing. What was that?
I believe that wholeheartedly. The corrupt government up here will squander as much of this money as possible to not make the trails better.
Okay, so you think it's very convincing or somewhat convincing?
Not at all.
Not
very
at all.
Exciting.
Yeah. Okay, very convincing, right?
The way they word these is trickery.
Okay.
It's hard to keep up.
Okay, this proposal would raise taxes on middle-class homeowners in Grand Traverse County by at least $43 million. Do you think that's very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing? Or no difference, in your opinion?
No difference.
Okay.
Longer do we have?
Sir, we're almost through, okay? We're like 80%.
Okay,
only have... Okay. I'll go real fast so we can finish it up. I really appreciate your time, sir.
Reader's side.
Okay, okay, this proposal will bring more tourists to our communities, which are already dealing with traffic congestion and too much growth. Do you think very convincing or not at all convincing or no difference?
Not at all. We need more people up here, more culture.
So not at all convincing, right? Okay, with inflation, high gas prices, rising home prices, and skyrocketing costs, I cannot afford paying any more taxes, anything more in taxes. Very convincing, somewhat not too convincing, or not at all convincing. Oh, not too. Okay, not at all. Okay, this proposal is backed by progressive special interest groups who want to control public land and have taxpayer foot the bill.
Very
convincing. Okay. There are already enough trails for public use in Grand Traverse County.
Not at
Private
all.
Individual companies philanthropists should be the ones funding these trails instead of having homeowners pay higher taxes.
Actually, yeah, I agree with that. Very much.
Very convincing. Okay, all right.
Tax the rich. Give the breaks to the people.
All right, sir, and one And one final time, taking into account everything you just heard, okay, if the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against
it? I would.
Yes. Okay. All right. So, and would that be definitely or probably?
Definitely.
You vote in favor. Definitely. All right, sir. Now, you will be giving a statement to complete in your own words, okay? If I have one hesitation in voting for this proposal, what would it be?
Nothing at all, except, yeah, nothing. Hey, I got to get going, though. Are we done?
No, we almost done. So we, like I say, let me write this down real quick, and then the last few questions just for a statistic, okay? I have,
okay.
So you no hesitation, right?
Yeah, let's go.
Hesitation. Okay. All right. I have no hesitation. All right, sir. And, before we finish, you will be asked about another proposal that may appear on the ballot this November. The proposal is called Grand Traverse County Road Commission Millage Renewal. Okay, shall the county of Grand Traverse impose a renewal of the previously approved 1 mil for local streets, road, highway, and bridges repair, and improvement millage beginning with the December 2024 tax levy for repair and improvement of streets, road, highways, and bridges within Grand Traverse County. If approved and levied in full, that renewal millage will generate estimated $6,678,949 in the first year. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
Yes, I would vote.
Okay, definitely vote yes or
definitely.
Probably.
Yep.
Okay.
Definitely.
All right, sir. Okay, now I'm going to just a short demographic question before we finish confidential purposes, just to be sure we have a representative sample, okay? Regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Would that be Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, or Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Them.
Joe Biden.
Yep.
Okay. All right, sir, now with the with which political party are you affiliated, Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Independent.
Independent, all right. And if you were to label yourself, would you say you're a liberal, moderate, conservative in your political beliefs?
Liberal, I guess.
Very liberal or just somewhat liberal?
Somewhat.
Somewhat liberal. All right, and what is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
Some college.
Some college, okay. And do you own your own or rent your home that you are currently living in?
I'm homeless.
Okay, so, okay. All right, so then do you have any children under the age of 18 currently living in your house?
Nope. Hell no.
No. Okay, and what is your main racial background? African-American,
Caucasian.
Black, Asian? Caucasian. Okay, thank you, sir. All right, sir, with this concludes our survey. I really thank you for your time and your participation. Okay, you have
awesome.
A great day.
You too.
All right.
Good luck
Bye-bye.
Getting the rest of them. Bye.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.